From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. I'm here with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist, and Steve Moore, FreedomWorks and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity hotline. And his great show, More Money, is on the radio right after this show. Kids, let's in the remaining time. Look, the proximate cause of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and the damage done to Signature and Republic National Bank, which is still alive, the collapse of the bond portfolio, duration risk was done very badly. But what I want to talk about was there's a lot of talk. I mean, I've mentioned it. Kim Strassel written about it. All that ESG, woke, climate change, DEI stuff that was in the Silicon Valley portfolio. You have this Mary Daly, the president of the San Francisco Fed, who's a very woke regulator. How much of that is part of this banking story, Steve Moore? How much of that is going to, you know, filter out to the public that maybe we should think about having sound banks and not all this social policy when it comes to banking and preserving our deposits?
Well, I agree entirely with what you said about, you know, the arbitrage, play on the bonds, which hasn't played out well at all for the banks. And so that was, you're right, that was the proximate cause of this crisis. But, and I'm not going to blame this crisis on ESG, but I do think there's something big going on here, which is that too many companies have taken their eye off the ball. They are in business to not make social statements, not to fight racial injustice or, you know, fight climate change, but to, you know, create jobs and make money for their investors. And they've taken their eye off the ball. And anybody who has not seen that completely comical $3 million video that the managers at Signature made, it looks like a scene. When I saw it, I thought it was a scene from the old TV show The Office, running around, dancing around, saying how much they care about, you know, minorities and this and that. And this is a problem, I think, writ large in corporate America today, Larry, that these companies need to be focused, laser focused on their mission and their, you know, what they do and how they make profit, not on saving the planet from climate change.
Well, and the other, of course, that whole skit was something out of the Babylon Bee. I mean, it was very hard to believe. But, Liz, do you think that the regulators, this particular group of regulators, whether it's the Fed, the FDIC, the Comptroller, White House, National Economic Council, such, are they pushing the banking system toward all these social policies, ESG policies, climate change policies, and now reaping the whirlwind?
Yeah. Well, they'd like to. I mean, the more that Gary Cohn's and various people who are in charge of making policy for banks and how banks assess their assets and stuff, they want very much to be making climate change part of that. In other words, if you have an asset on if you're making a loan to a company, if that company is an oil company or a coal company and it's not tethered to the climate cause, that asset eventually they want to have valued less on your balance sheet than one that's going to something that they favor. So, yes, they want that to be a big issue. But I want to go back to what Steve said, because, I just wrote something about this for The Hill. This idea that companies have a broader responsibility to their communities, to their stakeholders, and so forth, than just making profits goes back to the Business Roundtable in 2019, who redefined the corporate mission. And this is not insignificant. You have most companies in America now, most CEOs, parroting that change in mission. They don't any longer believe that creating jobs, creating profits, investing in the future of our country is sufficient. Now they have to earn all kinds of woke credentials. To my credit, I didn't use that word woke once because I'm so tired of it. But it is an agenda. And you know, I know people in this world. If you spend a third of your time scurrying around trying to make sure that all your DEI initiatives are working, your climate change loans are appropriate, et cetera, you're not focused on whether your bond values are sinking like a stone. I mean, it's just human nature. So I think it's a real problem. I think Steve said it exactly right. Companies have taken their eye off the ball. In this case, and the case of some of these other banks, it's almost unimaginable that this happened. I mean, that's how egregious the errors were.
So let me just add something to that that's really important, and it's a matter of some urgency. Right now, Larry, as we are speaking, there is a bill on Joe Biden's desk. I don't think he's signed it or vetoed it yet. And that bill would basically instruct the pension managers through, the ERISA law, not to take into account, this, ESG stuff, that they should not be putting politics over the profits of people's lifetime savings, and that they have a fiduciary duty to make sure that they're getting the best return. Now, if Biden vetoes that bill, and I all the signs are that he will, Larry, I think it's going to be a bad look for the Democrats. I think you're going to have millions of retirees saying, stop playing politics with my lifetime savings and my pension money. I want to move to Florida when I retire, and I'm not going to have the money to do it.
And particularly in the wake of a year in which stocks were down 20% and energy stocks were up 61%.
Exactly.
That was an oops.
By the way, I believe over 50 Democrats in the House supported that bill.
With the Republican.
It was a Republican bill, but I think over 50 Democrats joined the Republicans in that bill.
Yeah, so Larry, that still means over 100 Democrats voted to basically put people's pensions at risk. I think this is a live wire political issue, because they're going to have to explain why people's 401k plans and their pension plans aren't getting the return that they deserve.
Yeah.
And Liz is so right. I mean, the top performing stocks last year were ConocoPhillips, Exxon, and Chevron. And guess what? These woke people, they divested in all those stocks.
By the way, Kevin O'Leary was just on. You know what the best performing asset has been so far this year? You're going to love this.
I want to say oil, but it's probably not oil.
No. Nope. Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is up 62.2%, and it closed on Friday. It closed on Friday at 26,819. I just love that. Only Kevin O'Leary knew that. I mean, that's just absolutely fantastic.
By the way,
I'm watching it, and I don't even understand it, honestly, because, I mean, up until very recently, it was sort of a – It was trading with the herd. If you had a decline in risk assets, Bitcoin went down too. And suddenly that has changed. And I'm not quite sure why.
It's trading with gold and silver. Steve, what were you going to say?
But speaking of Kevin O'Leary, have you seen his CNN interview?
Not yet.
It will be in the hotline. You will get it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
He was on CNN yesterday morning. I think it was yesterday morning. And he was being interviewed by Don Lemon and the two women on that morning show. And they asked him about the economy, and he said, "I do not invest in blue states anymore."
Yeah.
He said,
"Taxes,
I don't." He said, "New York and Illinois and California." He used the term uninvestable. He said, "You cannot." And then Don Lemon was stunned. I mean, you should see the looks on these CNN people. And Don Lemon said, "Is it because of the high taxes?" He said, "Yeah, high taxes, but also they want to regulate. They're anti-business, and I don't want to invest in these places."
He was on today. Telling us about the values of investing in North Dakota, and by the which is
opportunities.
Yes, it's one of the fastest growing states in America. And by the way, I didn't even know this. Microsoft's got a big operation up there. Pharma's have a big operation up there, and of course, our friend Harold Hamm has got the fracking operation. North Dakota runs community banks. The state's it's like a sovereign state wealth fund. And they run the banks, and that's how they keep them straight. And I didn't know a thing about this. I didn't know a thing about this. So next time Kevin Cramer's on and John Hovind, those guys, they're from a pro-business state, North Dakota. We all should go to North Dakota this summer. Let's just head right out there. It's better than Martha's Vineyard or one of them places, Nantucket. I don't know. I just can't. There's no ESG in North Dakota. They can't have it out there. It's against the law.
It's getting pretty bad when people leave California for North Dakota.
That's the new. That's the terrific stuff. All right. We got time for one more. We got time for Steve. What are you doing on your radio show? We got to promo your radio show. What are you doing?
We talk about the bank failures, what's going on with the Fed, and how a lot of this circles back to the out of control government spending and debt that's caused the interest rates to go up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very good Wall Street Journal interview today on this subject with the guy used to run the Kansas City Fed, and I should have it here, but I don't have it here. Anyway, yeah, here it is. Mary O'Grady.
Yeah, very good. With Thomas Hoenig.
Yes, Thomas Hoenig. And,
yeah.
And it's really good. The regulators failed to heed the warning signs of a disaster. But he is saying, Liz, everyone talked about regulatory capital risk, but they didn't talk about duration risk capital.
Can you imagine?
And that's I didn't know that. There's nothing in these laws.
That throws Elizabeth Warren's complaints about re-regulating and the 2018 thing completely out the window because no matter how big you are, I read that and I just couldn't believe it because to ignore the duration of assets when they are obviously volatile in direct proportion to their duration, I don't get that at all. And I thought it was a very good piece she wrote.
Yeah,
everyone should read that.
A terrific piece. And the ultimate sin, of course, was high inflation and interest rates, but that was there too. Anyway, kids, thank you very, very much. Sorry to inflict Alvin Bragg on you, but I think we survived it very well. Liz Peek, terrific. Steve Moore's More Money will follow this show on most of these same stations. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back for more next weekend.